In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, we thank you for this meeting, and we thank you for every time you are among us, blessing us, filling us with your Holy Spirit, giving us your gifts, your talents, to bear your fruits. We thank you for your presence in our lives. We thank you for all your gifts, for being in us, with us. We ask you tonight to bless our families, to bless our church, to bless our countries, to bless all who are participating to this talk, to their families, to bless their works. Open our hearts and our minds to receive your word and to bear the fruits that will please to your heart. And thank you, O Lord. Okay, I would like first to apologize because I have prepared this talk in Arabic, and now with the power of the Holy Spirit, I have to give the talk in English. And since the talk will be about the Holy Spirit, so I think, and I guess, and I believe that he will give me the wisdom, the strength to share with you this talk about himself, about the Holy Spirit. So in the Genesis, the Holy Bible tells us that and at the beginning, when God created the universe, when God started the creation, when God created earth, there was darkness, wilderness, and the Spirit of God was overshadowing everything, overshadowing the earth, this planet. So everything began with two components, let's say, the material components and the Spirit. Now, as a human being, we are composed of these two components. We are dust and spirit. The dust is just something material which is in no way can be eternal. So we are made up of flesh, and the flesh is condemned to death. It's condemned to disappear. And the other part that we have is the Holy Spirit. As St. Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, that we are just fragile recipients with the treasure inside of it. So every one of us is just a recipient of flesh, of dust. But inside this recipient reside the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And this is what gives the value of the human being. We are at the image of God, which means that we are at the image of God. We are bearing His Holy Spirit. We have His Holy Spirit inside of us. What is the purpose and what is the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us? You know, we are all called to the kingdom of God. God didn't create us just to die. We are very beautiful and complicated creatures. We are the masterpiece of God. We are the best thing that He created. You know, during the Genesis, the creation, God started by creating the light and then the planets, the galaxies. And after that, the plants, the animals. And every time He created something, He said that this was good. And when He finished the creation by creating the human being, He said, this is very good. So the top of the creation of God is the human being, which is really at the image of God, and which is so precious to the heart of God, because we are His masterpiece. It's like a paint to the painter. It's like a melody to the musician. You know, when somebody is listening to a musical piece of Beethoven, let's say, Beethoven will be so proud when people are listening to his masterpiece. Picasso will be so proud to see people admiring his paintings. So God is the same. He is so proud about creating God. He's so proud of having this creature, this human beings. So he will never permit that this beautiful creation, which is his masterpiece, will perish and die and become dust and never exist anymore, with all this beauty and complication and all this performance and all this talents that he's giving to this human being. So God gave us the most precious gift that a creation or a creature can have, which is the presence of God, His Holy Spirit inside of us. So what is the purpose of our creation first? What are we doing in life? Where are we heading to? We are all heading by God's purpose, by God's plan, to His kingdom. He wants us to be with Him in eternal life, to be in His kingdom, to be His children. He created us at His image to be with Him in His family. But using our freedom, which is a dangerous gift that God granted us, with our freedom, we refused God. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they rejected the plan of God. They put themselves in the place of God. They wanted to replace God, to be themselves the God. This is the original sin. So we were separated from God, and we got back to our material nature of dust. And He said to us, God, that you are dust, and to dust you return. But after that, the plan of God, the mercy of God, wanted to restore the purpose of His creation, to restore the human being, to restore the beauty of His presence in the human being. And this was the salvation plan that was performed by Jesus, our Savior. By His incarnation, by His sacrifice on the cross, His death and resurrection, He recreated the link between us and God. He regave us the Holy Spirit. He wanted to give us our initial places in the kingdom of God, to become again children of God, enjoying the eternal life, the eternal presence of God in His kingdom. That's why at the Pentecost, after the salvation plan of Jesus was achieved on earth, He sent us this Holy Spirit. The main mission, the main purpose of the Holy Spirit is to restore in the human being the image of God, to bring us back to His kingdom. So the Holy Spirit, the mission of the Holy Spirit in us, is to make the presence of God the main presence in our lives, to prepare us, to cook us, let's say, to regain our place in paradise, our place in the kingdom of God. That's why the Holy Spirit has three dimensions or three sides. The first things of the Holy Spirit are the gifts. So the Holy Spirit, God, is sending us, is granting us gifts through the Holy Spirit, which we call the gifts of the Holy Spirit. I will name them in a few minutes. The second things are the talents of the Holy Spirit. And the third are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And through the gifts, the talents, and the fruits, this is the work of the Holy Spirit in us as individuals and in the community, in the church. So let's start by the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, I would like to mention one thing, that in Arabic, we have different nomination, different terminology in naming the gifts and the talents. We confuse them together. We say that the gifts and the talents, we name them in Arabic mawahib, which are the talents. So we mix talents with gifts. In English, it's much more easier. We have the gifts and the talents and the fruits. In Arabic, we have talents, which are the mixture of gifts and talents and the fruits. So to be precise in English, let's start with the gifts. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are seven, which are the wisdom, the fortitude, the knowledge of God, the fear of God. شول المشهورة بالإنجليزي
Counsel.
Counsel. So God is granting us the gifts of the Holy Spirit for our self-building, for our journey of sanctifying ourselves. So these gifts are given for human beings, for every human being who is receiving the Holy Spirit, is receiving the gifts for special purposes. Let's say when I need wisdom, I ask God for the gift of wisdom. So He will grant me the wisdom for a special case, for a special period of time where I need this wisdom. When I am in distress, when I am feeling weak, when I need to be witnessing Jesus Christ in very difficult conditions, I ask Him for the fortitude. He will give me the strength to witness. He will give me the strength to stay steadfast, to resist. So I ask for the gift of fortitude. Let's say when I'm confused, I need to understand something that I cannot understand. I ask for the gift of knowledge, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of His will. So He will grant me this gift in a special period for a special mission in a special condition. So the gifts of the Holy Spirit, God will grant us every gift for a special purpose in special condition to work more and more on building myself on the image of God. So the Holy Spirit is building me, is crafting me with this, with these gifts in different conditions to give me the right power in the right condition or mission that I am passing through. So those are the gifts that I need for personal building. And now there is the talents. St. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians 12, he's talking about the talents in the community. Which are the talents of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is distributing His talents, but now it's not special gifts for special conditions, for special missions, but it's a permanent talent, which is for the building of the community, for the building of the church. Let's say the talent of teaching, the talent of proclaiming the word of God, the talent of healing, the talent of discernment of the spirits, the talent of praying, the talent of the tongues, the talent of performing miracles. So everyone, every member of the community, every member of the church has his own talent. It's like the people have talents for music, for sports, for painting, for talking, for performing things. We say that he is talented, he has this talent. So the talents of the Holy Spirit are to build the church, to build the community. Every one of us has a special talent. Some of us have the talent of proclaiming the word of God. They have the art of proclaiming the word of God. Some others, they have the talent of the service. They like to serve. They feel that they are burning to serve other people. So they can be a kind of servants for the community. People, they have the talent of teaching, so they can teach the community the word of God, the teaching of the church, the teaching of how to manage our daily work under the eyes of God. So everyone has his special talent, and our main duty in the community is to discover our talents in building the community. Every one of us should use the gifts of the Holy Spirit, especially the wisdom, the knowledge, to discover his own talent, to put this talent at the service of the community. If I feel that I have the charisma of leading, so my place in the community will be in leading this community. If I have the charisma of teaching, I will teach. If I have the charisma of praying, I will pray. If I have the charisma of serving, I will serve. These are different talents. So St. Paul is talking about these talents, and he's specifying that these talents are given on purpose for everyone. This is a special talent to serve the whole community. And he's talking about members in the body. He said that we are all members in one body. The head of the body is Jesus Christ. And every one of us is a member in this body. Some of us are the eyes, some others are the ears, some others are the hands. So this is mainly the talent that I have to serve the body. The eye, the talent of the eye is to see, to guide the body. The talent of the hands is to work, to serve the body. The talent of the ear is to listen and to hear, to know, and to put this hearing and this listening at the service of the body. So these are the talents of the Holy Spirit that God will grant to the community, distributing these talents as he distributed the flames on the head of the disciples and the apostles during the Pentecost. So the third dimension of both of these things are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. The fruits of the Holy Spirit are mainly the fruits of the gifts on the personal level and the fruits of the talents on the community level. So we are all enjoying the fruits of the Holy Spirit when we let the Holy Spirit work inside of us to transform us from dust to light, as St. Cherbel said, that the journey of the human being in the world is a journey of transformation from dust to light. So God wants to transform us from our material nature, from flesh, to a divine nature of light, of spirit. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. So through the gifts and the talents, the Holy Spirit is working in us to transform us from a weak nature, human nature, to a divine, shiny nature. So this is what the Holy Spirit is doing through us. And this work is giving fruits. So the fruits of the Holy Spirit are love, peace, joy, gentleness, humbleness, purity. So everyone who is letting the Holy Spirit working through him to transform him to holiness and working in the community by the talents, if everyone is letting his talents work for the service of the community, we will see these fruits. So let me give you an example. If I am leaving the Holy Spirit working through me, I'm using the wisdom, the fortitude, I'm using the fear of God, I'm using the counsel, spirit. I'm getting to know God more, to understand God, which are the gifts that God is working through me. I will be a joyful person. I will be a person living in peace. I will be a person working in purity, a way of sin. I will be a person with patience, with endurance. I will be humble, full of faith, which are the fruits of the Holy Spirit on my personal level. If the Holy Spirit is working through me, those fruits will appear through my personal life. This is when the gifts of the Holy Spirit will blossom and give fruit through my personal life. On the level of the community, it's the same. When these talents, when every one of us is doing his talents, is performing his talents given to him by the Holy Spirit, by God, through the Holy Spirit. It's like a symphony, it's like an orchestra, where everyone is playing his instrument with the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Some people are playing with strings, some others are playing with horns, saxophones, some percussions. Those are the talents. So everyone is putting his talent at the service of the community. And when we are all performing the talents in harmony, we will listen all to a beautiful symphony. This is the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You will listen to the work of the Holy Spirit through us all as different instruments. All instruments are important. So the guitars, the violins, the drums, even this small triangle that was always amazing me, you see in a huge orchestra, you can see a guy or a girl or a young man with the triangle of brass and a stick, and all his job is, during all this symphony, violins, guitars, drums, everyone is playing, his role is just to make this ting, ting during the symphony. Maybe for some people it's nothing. We can put this triangle apart and we can continue our symphony, but something will be missing. So every instrument in this huge orchestra has his role, his talent, and his talent is giving the fruits. So when you listen to the orchestra, when you listen to the symphony, you can hear one harmony. You can hear one hymn. You can hear one song, let's say, when they are all singing. The more we are in harmony with the maestro, so the more the melody will be beautiful and will be perfect. So this is the Holy Spirit working through the talents. Different talents are performing under the guidance of the maestro, God, and we are all performing this beautiful symphony. When some of us, and when most of us, will not perform perfectly with the talents, let's say the drum is playing something, the guitars are playing something else, the saxophones are playing something else, so the music will not be in harmony and we'll listen to something which is not so joyful, so peaceful. So the more we are in accordance or in harmony with the Holy Spirit, doing our talents and letting the gifts working through us, the more the symphony created by God will be more beautiful. What God wants from this creation is exactly this symphony. This is the new Jerusalem, this, the kingdom of God, where we come all together with our talents, when we used our gifts on this life, to perform the will of God, to work by the will of God, to give this beautiful symphony of creation. The bad thing, when we can stop the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us, when we can spoil our lives by stopping the Holy Spirit from performing his mission in transforming us. You know, when God created us and put his Spirit in the man, the sin separated man from God. So every time when, as St. Paul said, don't make the Holy Spirit sad, don't sadden the Holy Spirit, or don't put off the Holy Spirit inside of you, how can I stop the work of the Holy Spirit in my life? By refusing to follow the signs of the maestro who was giving me the direction to have this beautiful symphony. So instead of fixing my eyes on the maestro to get his, to get the information, to get his, what he wants to me to do, to follow his signs, to follow his gestures, to follow his directions. So I play my own hymn, I do my own will, I play my own song. So I will spoil the whole picture. And I do this when I sin. When I sin, which means that when I refuse the will of God in my life, when I stop the work of the gifts that God is giving me during my my endeavor to get in, to achieve my goals in this world. When I go to my own projects and to my own purposes of life and disregard the will of God in my life. So I use my talent for different purposes. So instead of using my talent, let's say, to serve, if I have the talent of serving, instead of serving God and the community, I serve myself, I serve my will, I serve my instincts, I serve my desires. So I use my talent not in its right place. If I have the talent of teaching, so I go and teach something else. If I have the talent of the word, of proclaiming the words, I proclaim something else. So when I do my will instead of the will of God, this is the sin that will separate me from this beautiful symphony, because God wants the melody and the harmony to be perfect, because he is God. So every time I sin and I refuse the work of the Holy Spirit inside of me, I stop him, I will be spoiling the plan of God in my life. So the thing that will stop the work of the Holy Spirit in my life is the sin. And I need the Holy Spirit to avoid sin and to get out of my sin when I succumb to it, when I fall into the sin. That's why I need the gifts of the Holy Spirit in my daily life, to ask for wisdom, for wisdom, for strength, for fortitude, to ask for knowledge, for understanding, to be humble, to fear. To the fear of God is not the spirit of fear, which means to be terrified by God. No, not this. What St. Paul is talking about it, and Isaiah talking about it in Isaiah 11, I guess. When he talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, he talked about the fear of God, which not to be terrified. It's not the terror of God, but the fear of doing what is not pleasing to God. So I have this fear, the relation with my father. I don't want my father to be sad. I don't want him to be disappointed. I want him to be happy. This is why I'm afraid of wounding his heart. I'm afraid of making him sad. This is the fear of God. Those gifts will prevent me from falling into sin. When I'm always going to God to ask for wisdom, to know what the decisions that I should take in my life. When I always take those decisions in a way that I don't want God to be sad or to be disappointed of me. When I always ask for knowledge, for understanding, what I'm always having this, asking for the strength of God, for His fortitude to resist and not in my own strength. In this way, I avoid the sin. So this Holy Spirit, when I surrender to the gifts of the Holy Spirit, or when I ask for the gifts of the Holy Spirit, He will prevent me from sinning, and thus He will always keep me in fusion, in union with God. When I don't use these gifts, when I say to God, okay, I can manage by myself, I don't need your spirit, I don't need your gifts, I go into sins and I will get separated from God. When I'm separated from God, the talents that God gave me to serve the community, to build the community, I will be using them to build something else. And you know, everything that a human being, because the human being is not eternal, he is ephemeral, to say in French, it's ephemeral, I don't know in English what it is, which is not eternal. Everything that I will build by my own strength, my own will, my own, when I use my talents in a wrong way, whatever I will do, it will perish and it will not be eternal. It will not last long, because it will be the handmaid of human beings, which are mortals. But every time I use the gifts of the Holy Spirit with my talents, and I put my talents at the service of the community to build the community, this will last forever, because this is the work of God. So what God wants from us, from every one of us, is to ask for the gifts, and God will give us the right gift at the right moment for the right mission. When I ask for wisdom, He will give me the wisdom. When I ask for the power, for the fortitude to resist, He will give me the fortitude. When I ask for knowledge, to know Him, to know His will, when I ask for understanding, to understand what He's asking me to do and to do it perfectly, when I always counseling with my brothers and my sisters and my guide about the decisions that I have to take at the light of the Holy Spirit, and when I'm always living in under the eyes of God, thinking always that He's watching me, that His eyes are on me, and I avoid anything that will harm Him, then I will be in communion with God. And when I work with my talents and I put my talents at the service of the community, I will be in communion with my brothers and sisters. And thus, I will be living by the will of God, working on becoming every day holier, every day closer to God. And the Holy Spirit, by this way, will be working in transforming me from a weak, mortal human being into a shiny, eternal saint, a son of God. So what I have to do in my life is to be always opened to the work of Holy Spirit, because Jesus and the Father are working us, are crafting us and building us through the Holy Spirit. When Jesus said that I will be with you forever until the end of the ends, He will be with us in His Holy Spirit and in the Eucharist. And the Holy Spirit is making of this bread, which is material bread, the body of Christ. So all the holy work of God is done in His people through the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit, who is working through us. And unfortunately, we always call the Holy Spirit the the unknown God, because we mostly address the Father, we talk to the Father, our Father who art in heaven. We know Jesus Christ because he took our body and flesh. We saw him, we heard him, and we have an idea about his presence from the Gospels, from the experience of the church. But the Holy Spirit is always like unknown. We ignore him. He's like a mystery for us. It's very, very seldom, very rare that we address the Holy Spirit when we pray. Whereas he is God who is praying within us. When we pray to God as people made of flesh, we cannot communicate with the Spirit, with God as a Spirit. So the Spirit which is in us is the one who can communicate with God, the Spirit, with the Father and the Son. So without the Holy Spirit, we don't have any communication with God. We cannot communicate with God, but only through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in us who prays, who got the gifts from God, who can work the gifts inside of us to transform us to be at the image of God. So what you are asked to now is to be open to the gifts of the Holy Spirit and to always ask for the gift of that we need in this special period and in this special condition that we are living. Here in Lebanon, for example, now we need the fortitude. We need to be patient, to be resistant. So we are always asking God to give us the gift of fortitude. And this will appear in us when we got the peace and the patience, which are the fruits. So when we accept the gift of the fortitude and we put our talents at the service of the community, the fruit that we will give is the patience and peace. So we cannot have this peace in what we are going through now. We cannot be patient and have peace and joy and have this love to each other without the Holy Spirit. So in all our conditions, even you in the U.S. now, because we are always the same human beings, in every condition, the most important thing that we do every day is to recognize the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. To know, to be always aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit through which we can communicate with the Father and the Son. Through the Holy Spirit, we can pray. Through the Holy Spirit, we receive the gifts of God. Through the Holy Spirit, we activate our talents to serve the community. So the Holy Spirit is the whole story in our spiritual life. We cannot be spiritual without the Holy Spirit. So every step that we have to do every day is to ask for everything that we do, the special gift for this mission. The second thing is to discover our talent. What am I doing in this community? What is my role in this community? Is it to serve, to teach, to pray, to encourage, to proclaim the word of God, to perform healings, to sing? I have to discover my talent and use this talent by the gifts of the Holy Spirit and to share the fruits with the community, the fruits of love, to be more lovable to people, to serve people more, to be joyful, to put joy where there is sadness, to be a light, to be pure, to be strong, to be steadfast in my witnessing to Jesus Christ, to be gentle, to be always humble, serving everyone, loving everyone, at the service of every human being, of every brother and sister that I meet every day. So this is our journey with the Holy Spirit. Ask for the gifts, put these gifts to activate my talents, and my talent will be for the service of the community. So all the people will enjoy the fruits of the Holy Spirit inside of us, which are love, peace, joy, purity, faith, strength, and doing always the good things, and be gentle and servant. So this is mostly the work of the Holy Spirit in us, and we should never underestimate the work of the Holy Spirit in even the weakest of the weaks. Sometimes we feel always that we are so weak that we cannot do the missions that God is asking us to do. And this is maybe a sin when we don't trust the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And when we go through the Bible, we can see that God performed the huge tasks with very weak people, starting from Abraham, passing through Moses, through Elijah, through Isaiah, through John the Baptist, through his disciples. You know, at the Pentecost day, the disciples and the apostles were hiding with big fear inside of themselves, fearing from Pilate, from Herodos, from Caiapha, from the Jews, from the Romans. They were so weak. They knew nothing. They didn't have the knowledge. They didn't have the fortitude. They didn't have all the wisdom that they need. They were so weak, so poor, full of fear, full of disappointment. They were feeling a big distress. So then suddenly when they received the Holy Spirit, the form of fire, thunder, wind, suddenly they were quickly transformed to people full of knowledge, full of wisdom, full of strength, of power, of fortitude, of courage. So they went out of their room, and they went throughout the world and they transformed the world. They were very weak and then they became very powerful. They were very ignorant. They became scholars. They became preachers. They became philosophers. They became full of the wisdom of God, of the power of God, of the word of God. So this is the power of the Holy Spirit, which will transform the human being from a weak being to a very powerful creature or being carrying the presence of God. So these recipients, these fragile recipients that we are, so fragile, so weak, so dusty sometimes, when we are full of the Holy Spirit, we have the power of God, the presence of God. So we can perform the work of God. So every time that we perform the work of God, this is the work of the Holy Spirit through us. We can perform miracles. We can do super things with our weakness. So God is using our weakness when He put in us the power of the Holy Spirit and performing through us a huge things. So if we look at all the saints, and especially let's meditate a bit upon our patron saint, our guide, our father, the father of the family of Saint Charbel. Saint Charbel. Saint Charbel was a very weak person. Physically, he was very weak. You know, he was living without, almost without food, without sleeping, without a lot of vitamins and nutritions and the things that will strengthen the health of the human being. He was weak. He was light. A human being with different weaknesses. But through the work of the Holy Spirit, who worked through Saint Charbel, by praying, through the Word of God, through the Holy Eucharist, through letting himself surrender to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He needed the gift of fortitude to be strong enough to resist the solitude that he's living, to resist the bad conditions where he was living, to resist hunger, to resist the cold, to resist all things. He needed the gift of wisdom to discern the ideas that are in working in his head. He needed the knowledge to know more about God. He needed the understanding to understand the will of God on his life as a hermit. So he always worked with the gifts that God was granting him through the Holy Spirit to become holy. At the same time, the talent of Saint Charbel, he discovered that his talent as a hermit is to carry the whole world with his prayers. He was a man of prayer. The talent of Saint Charbel was pray. And he performed his talent so perfectly that his prayers were so powerful that till now we are enjoying the fruits of the talents of Saint Charbel, which is his prayer. So now the fruits of Saint Charbel prayers, of using his gifts and his talents at the service of the community, are now what we are living, to get in touch with God, to get closer to God, to have more joy, to have more peace, to have more love to each others, to have more zeals to work for the word of God, to spread the word of God. These are all the fruits that we are harvesting from the talents of Saint Charbel, who had let the work of the Holy Spirit, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit working through him, to become a saint. So we have all the same vocation. We have all the call to be saints. We are all called to be saints. And we cannot be saints without the Holy Spirit. We cannot become holy without the Holy Spirit. We cannot work on holiness. We cannot have the holiness without the Holy Spirit. So we are all called to become saints. So we are all called to always ask for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Ask God to grant us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So we use these gifts in performing our talents to serve the community and to serve the humanity to become saints. And this is our whole journey while we are on this earth, to reach the kingdom of God, to be with him eternally. And then we will, maybe we will know more this unknown God who is the Holy Spirit, who will carry us to the kingdom of God, who will transform us to become saints. So I would like to thank the Holy Spirit, because I'm sure that he put these words on my tongue. I was preparing in Arabic. Now I saw that I made all this talk in English. And believe me, I was listening to myself as you are listening to me. So I'm listening to Raymond speaking in English, giving this talk prepared in Arabic. Anyway, we thank the Holy Spirit. We thank God for his presence. We thank the Holy Spirit for his work in us, through us, to transform us from weak human beings, from sinners, to become holy, to become saints, to give us the strength to be at the image of Christ. So we thank God, we thank our Father, we thank Jesus, we thank the Holy Spirit for giving us all these gifts, all these talents, for putting us in the church, this beautiful community that we are in, to live by his will and to achieve our mission in this world, and to end our life with the crown of the winners and to win the kingdom of God. So thank you for your presence, for your listening. And now, if you have questions, I'm ready to answer your questions. And thank you again.